When the U.S. federal government failed the people of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, Americans were not upset enough. And now it seems we've become accustomed to it. The suspicious fires in California and Hawaii continue to go ignored. Thanks to the help of their neighbors, the victims of Hurricane Helene are being looked after, and they can still use our help. According to independent reports, FEMA hasn't been seen helping anyone. And we now know that this is because they have been busy building camps in the area. Camps big enough to house 700 FEMA employees.
Yes. But we were just wondering what it is y'all are doing, and because FEMA's had, you know, they said they were pulling out because of militia and stuff, which that was debunked. So we just want to get the truth out because people are kind of like all over the place.
Understood. Yes.
You know?
Yes, definitely understandable. We are definitely not pulling out. We are actually building this for our responders, for FEMA responders, other federal agencies. We have several of these sites around the area to help volunteer agencies as well that need lodging that are coming in to help the survivors in the local area.
Okay.
So that's what this is being stood up for.
So this will be for the folks that have lost everything, they need a place to stay kind of thing?
This is for the responders
only
that are helping those folks.
Okay.
We are building these to stay out of the local hotels so that the survivors have the ability to stay in the local hotels.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Now, is there money being provided to the survivors to accommodate hotel or?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
That is not my area. That's our individual assistance and the whole other side of FEMA.
Okay.
Our focus is really on this side to try to do the back end support for the operation.
And so how many responders will you house here and how long do you think your response will be?
We're building this to come up to 700 people.
Okay.
And right now, how long it's going to be, we are unsure.
Okay.
It's really an unknown number for us at this point.
They're going to be there long enough to require tornado shelters.
Shelters.
Tornado shelters,
yeah.
Yes.
Are you all expecting tornadoes here?
We are not expecting tornadoes. We part of the package that goes out is to ensure that all the responders are safe.
Right.
And there's nowhere for people to take cover here. So it's just part of the operation that goes out.
And they're building at least two more just like it.
Okay. Yeah. Are you building another camp like this somewhere in North Carolina?
We do have another one. We actually have one in Flat Rock.
In Flat Rock,
yes.
Okay.
And then we're putting another one up in Wilkes County.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. So we are trying to ensure that there is coverage in the areas that were most heavily damaged.
Why they are building these camps is yet to be discovered. Many are suggesting it's all part of a land grab for minerals. But whatever it is, it does not look like help.
FEMA showed up and spent a lot of taxpayer dollars. I wish I had a number for you. I'm just going to guess 50 million plus to provide a space for their workers to exist to help out sometime in the future. And that's what our federal government does. It spends money. As somebody said in the comments, they're a self-licking ice cream cone. They exist for themselves in and of themselves. What could $50 million do for this area? How many generators could you purchase with $50 million to help out those who need it? And that's what I'm talking about. You know, everything that's come into this area has been the goodwill of the citizens of this nation, the volunteers, the people that are donating clothes and food and money, so many things to help out. And that's because you, the citizens, are doing that, not the federal government.
The federal government may be run by parasites and thieves, but the people have come together to offer help.
Many people who showed up said, I had to do something. God put it in my heart. I had to come do something. And they wanted to help. And they've been able to put them to work. And they organized it like a way I've never seen anything before in my life. I can't really speak to the FEMA part very much, but I do know that the local emergency managements have done an astounding job.
And we can still help. There are wells to be dug to provide people with water at GoFundMe, Western North Carolina Water Well Fund. And the Truth About Cancer have a Helene Relief fundraiser connected to people that are there and responding to people's needs. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.